session number 11460, reel 1.
Mr. Alec Thompson, Reel 1. Could you tell me when and where you were born, Mr. Thompson?
At Eyemouth Mill, yes.
What was the date?
26th of September, 1896.
And what did your father do for a living?
Farm worker.
He was a worker, he didn't own the farm?
Oh, no, just his uncle owned the farm. My father's uncle owned the farm.
And what was the name of the farm?
Patterson. Eyemouth Mill Farm. And the owner was Patterson, A. Patterson, Archie Patterson.
And where did you live during that period? Were you on the farm?
On the cottages, farm cottages, in Eyemouth Mill. Farm cottages.
And how many were there in your family?
There were three sons, three brothers.
And where were you in the order? Were you the youngest?
Second.
In the middle?
In the middle.
Mm. And what do you remember about your early life in the cottage?
Oh, well, it's full of go. Always plenty to do, you know. I had to go to them with in a milk round in the morning, down the town here with a pony and trap, my brother and I, sitting down, hurrying back and get ready for the school, run down to the school after.
So you sold milk from the farm? You had your own milk round?
That's right, milk round, yes. Mm-hmm. Every morning, Sunday, you know.
Did you have regular customers?
Oh, yes. All regular.
And was it bottles then?
No, just tins. All tins. But you had two big tins, you see. And then you had a measure. You know, if you wanted a pint, into a jug or something for the woman. She would come up with a jug. That these days you could get a halfpenny worth of milk, one halfpenny. It's to come with a cup. So, Alec, you say, a cup of milk, a cup of milk. You have to fill the cup, you know, halfpenny. Of course, the milk bill then, if you got a pint of milk every morning, see, your bill was only 7 pence at the end of the week. 7 pennies. It's cheap.
And would you collect the money as well?
Oh, yeah, took the money as well.
And that was on a set day, was it?
Sometimes on the Saturdays, get the money. Some paid cash every morning, but most of it was a week. And if they missed a week, you see, well, it's only 2 weeks pay that was left.
Had you had to milk the cows first?
No, I didn't have anything to do with the milking.
So who'd done that?
My mother was one of them. And the cow woman that looked after the cows, fed them, you see. There's three milkers, 14 cows.
And how many customers would you have in Eyemouth?
Oh, you see, there's an awful lot of them, customers are for milk, but they went to the shops and bought it there, you see. I don't know how many customers.
So you delivered to the shops as well?
Oh, yes. They got a big bulk, you see. Maybe 5 gallons or so like that. You know, and they measured it out to you, and somebody else came for the jug. And they got there. So.
And that would be the first thing you did every morning?
Yes, milk. Yes. And home as hard as I could to get some breakfast and get the bag.
So before your breakfast?
Okay, and go to school after.
And you said you had a pony and trap. What arrangement was it? Just a normal pony?
No, still on a trap, you know, two-wheel trap, a little pony. I called the pony Danny, white one, poor little Danny. And he's a very clever pony, that, you know. If you went in the first time, just hang the reins on this on the end of the seat, you see. And if I'd say I'd deliver to the house here, you see, I'd say, righto, he'd go away to the next one to stop. He'd stop the where I came.
So he knew the round as well as you did?
Better than me. But mind, if the next time you went down Dymouth, he wouldn't have stopped. Oh, no. He'd think the milk round's finished. I've seen him doing maybe a bag of potatoes for somebody, you see. Mr. Danny wouldn't have stopped. He'd go where you wanted him to go, but he'd cross over the street himself. So see you serving here. He'd go across to that side there and where you came. Stand there. And I've seen somebody say, go on, Danny. But Danny wouldn't move. I'd say, come on, son. You look what's there. We'd go then, back to the next one. Oh, he was a little clever.
And how old were you when you did this milk round?
Oh, about what? I'm a 12-year-old, 13.
Which school did you go to?
Eyemouth.
And what ages did you? I mean, what age did you go, and when did you finish?
Well, I finished at 14.
And when did you start?
4-year-old.
And what kind of an education? Do you remember much about your education?
Oh, just a sort of normal education. There were no hires then. Mere Haydens or nothing else.
Did you enjoy school?
Oh, yes, yes. I enjoyed it. I was always a very good drawer. And then the teachers would say, if you could draw, when you draw so well, why don't you bother and write so well? That's what I used to get. Why don't you write so well? Of course, I used to get better at my writing too, you know, so, because you couldn't care, you know. Oh, this is a great life.
And was it a strict school? I mean, discipline school?
Yes, oh yes, oh yes. Then there was different things, you know.
Such and, as?
Well, you used to get a lot of drill outside, but there was another drill of what you get nowadays, you know, just the old stick, you know, a big long stick like a walking stick. In fact, I have mine there yet. It's in the I use it for pulling the blinds along, you know. Save my arm. I don't like to see it.
And what kind of, with the stick?
Swing it, yes. You're doing this, you see, and you swing it and swing it up and down like this and right down your feet, you see. Oh.
So it was a form of PT?
PT, yeah. Just a lot of, nowadays, well, just a lot of nonsense. And then after I left the school, I was went in for running and physical culture for 2 years. So when I went to the army, I was as fit as a fiddle. I'll throw it and say it myself, there's nobody fitter. But I was just as fit as anybody.
So that was your hobby, was it?
Yes.
Sport.
Running.
Was it just running, or were you interested in sport, you know, football?
Yes. Well, that's football daft, as they talk about.
Who did you support?
Well, it was always mostly the Hibs and the Hearts, Edinburgh, you know. They were little kids, but oh well. And then Eyemouth had a team here.
Would you get much chance to get to Edinburgh to support?
Oh well, you could go to the train and something's just a hire car thing. You see, well, it was cheap. You get cheap, you see, if you could afford it. But I never went to the big games, just read it in the papers maybe the next day or something, how they got on. But after I got sort of settled down and back into civilian life again, I was landed up at Dayton. That's up the road here.
I'll come back to that, because that's really after. So, when you were at school, you started your interest in running and sport?
Yes. Down here, in Eyemouth.
And where did you go to train? I mean, did you train on your own? Or
in Eyemouth. There was a man they called the man Mr. Grieve. He had a flat down behind the Whale Hotel down here. And I think there was six of us went there maybe 3 times a week for physical training, you see. Then we got the club swinging, barbell, dumbbells, and hanging by the rings, the roof, you know the roof, that's right. And boxing on the quiet, we were only allowed when he was there, he wouldn't have it. We used to hide the gloves, you see. And they had a boxing match when he had a shop, you see, so we knew when he was going to be finished, and we used to hide the gloves. Because he played all the war. He's a good instructor. But he was a great Indian club swinger. He could swing for hours and never turn tired.
And what was the purpose of the training? Was it just to get fit in yourself?
Oh, fit, yes, fit.
Or was it for any particular sport?
Well, no, it was mostly for being fit. And then later on, there's across where we'd lived at Eyemouth Mill, there's a big house there, I'll tell you later about that. They called it Nether Byers. Well, then they called the old tough there, lived there, Gideon Gibson, Captain Gibson, you see. He's a piper, in fact. Well, his chauffeur, they called him, Yeah, this anyway, he was a professional runner anyway. So after he knew I liked to run, he came across this night, time with me, you know, because it's across the river, you see, where he stayed. And he says, do you fancy running? I says, I like running. He says, come on, he says, train along with me then. He says, for he was training for Powder Hall that year. So he says, get yourself stripped out. I said, we'll have to get finished at night. I said, have a bit of rest. And he says, we'll get the bit run up the field. So that field now is at Eyemouth Mill, but it's all full of new houses, you know. That's where he used to train. So anyway.
So you were running with him?
Yes. Training.
So that was one interest you
running,
had?
Yes.
What did you do when you left school then?
Oh, just back to the farm again.
Where your father worked?
Yes.
So you were working alongside?
Working alongside there until I went to the army from there.
And what kind... Can you just give us a run through of what you did on the farm? Just to give us an idea of the sort of work. What would a day's routine be like?
When I started, just what you call it, the odd boy, you see? That was the one horse you looked after, but you drove the turnips to feed the sheep, and maybe straw. But you had one horse man, and you did all the odd jobs, you see. Well, the rest of them, they were with the pairs, such as ploughing and so on like that, you see. But I didn't do that. To start with, driving the turnips in for the stores, you know, for them feeding the cattle with, and beating straw and hay and something like that. And only maybe potatoes taken down to Dymouth, you see, for the chip shops or something like that. Well, I did that, you see. So that was all I did on the farm until I went away to the army.
So from 14 until when you were 18.
That's right, when I joined
up. You were just a sort of odd job.
Odd job on the farm. Worked on the farm.
Did you enjoy the work?
Oh, yes. Very healthy job. Healthy job. Oh, it was interesting.
Was your family, I know you've just been given awards for long service to the Church of Scotland and things. Were you religious from an early? Were you from a religious family?
Oh, yeah, well, my father liked to paint mine, which it doesn't do people any harm but he was a good worker in the church every Sunday. What the church ever
said. And that was the Church of Scotland?
That's the Church of Scotland. And mine, we didn't put our hands in our pockets, see, there. Had to have your hands out, marching down the road there. Eyemouth Mill into Eyemouth there, every Sunday. Then, Sunday school in the afternoon, and sometimes at church at night again. So we were well churched, I can assure you. every Sunday we had to go.
And you had an early interest in it then, didn't
oh,
you?
Oh, yes. And then when the war was finished, well...
I'll come back to that. Yeah. So you were attending church right up to the time the war started?
Oh, yes.
And working on the farm, and you were training?
That's right, training, yes. Training, running.
So, do you remember the day that the war broke out, August the 4th, 1914? Any particular memories of what happened?
Well, everybody was shot, Nick. That's...
49, man.
1949, yeah. You know, they're getting called up, you see, the regular territorials, I mean, you know, the territorials, there's a big lot here in Eyemouth, and they were all called up, you see, and all they're going away, and I thought, well, boy, fancy all these men going away, and me still at home yet, you see. So that's what made me a volunteer in October.
So it was everyone else being called away?
That's right, yes.
What did your parents and Mr. Pattinson say?
They never said, oh, well, if you want to go, Alec, that's it. Go on, son, that's what you see.
Did many of your friends volunteer?
What do you mean, friends?
You know, your friends, same age as you.
Oh, yes, they volunteered and all.
Did you have any idea what the war would be like when you volunteered?
No. I knew it wouldn't be a very nice thing to be in, but I didn't think it would be so bad as what it was.
Were you very patriotic at the time?
Oh, yes. There's no drawing back, anyway. Oh, no drawing back. Once you're in, you're in. But I was fit, I didn't mind. And I could, and then I was in the boys' brigade as well, you see. So
You've been in the boys' brigade?
Oh, yes.
What did you do with them?
That was a help of mine. Well, it was really, with an army instructor, and I was getting nearly all army stuff before I went into the army.
So he drilled you in a military
cell? Oh, yes.
Do you know what the boys' brigade group was called?
Oh, just the boys' brigade, Eyemouth, that was all. That was all.
And what sort of, he was doing army style.
Just army style right through. Like say, we had all the rifles.
Were they real rifles?
All went. All not fireable. But they were then, but they were all you know, all dummies afterwards. You couldn't shoot anybody with them. But they're doing for drill. So when I went into the army, well, I knew the thing through his head.
No what time. Else did you do with the boys' brigade?
Well, they just had nights, you know, nights drill, that was it all.
So it was mostly a drill organisation?
Drill organisation, that's right. So it's drill.
You didn't go on camps?
Oh, no, I never went to camp.
Did you ever come across the Boy Scouts? Were they about in Ironman?
Oh, yes, they were a strong little line with...
Were you in them?
No.
Why was that?
Well, I was never in the Boy Scouts. We've been in the Boys Brigade, I thought, well... They were later on again, you see. And my boss, when I worked there later on, he was a scoutmaster here for this area. Chief Scout.
So, when you decided to join up, that was in October, and you joined up on the 25th of October.
That's right.
Can you tell me what exactly you did that day to join up? Where did you go and what did you do?
Well, I went to Berwick. Well, I went to Berwick and reported there. I'd seen the officers.
Where at?
Berwick.
At the barracks.
Berwick barracks, yes.
That's King's own Scottish board.
That's right.
What made you decide to join them?
I think just my pals, they went away before me, you see, and they joined the Kate Westmeath, you see. So I think it's just getting all the pals together again, you know what I mean?
Was that seen very much as the local regiment?
Oh yes, mostly. It was mostly the local regiment here, the KYSBs.
And what happened when you went to see the officer?
The doctor?
The officer. Who did you see first?
I don't know who he was now. Somebody. I said, I'll come to join the KYSBs. Oh, I said, that's fine. I said, just come in. So he took the particulars, you know, my age and everything like that, you see. And so you had to go in front of the doctor now and be examined as the doctor. So that was done, so...
Was it a proper...
Proper strip. So
it wasn't just a formality. If you'd been something wrong with you wouldn't have got through.
Oh, no. So he examined me, you know, so, he says, just put your shirt on again. So I'll be back in a minute. So he came back with another man with him, another doctor. He said, this is the lad I was telling you about. I said, oh, dear me, what's wrong? You know, I was getting worried. For I was how you feel the fit, you know. He says, have a look. So I took my shirt off again. He says, don't worry. He says, you know, you're all right, you know. He says, you're one of the best developed fellows that's come through my office. He says, you know, he says, what do you do? He says, do you train? I says, he says, that's the trouble. He says, you've been training hard. I said, oh, I have three times a week, physical culture. He says, by Jove, he says, you are fit. He says, lovely. He says, thank you very much. He says, put your clothes on again. So that was the doctor. So it's past fit.
So what happened then? You'd seen the first chap, and now you'd seen the doctor. What happened then?
Then there's drill after that. Drill. On the square. Berwick Square.
Didn't they issue you your uniform first?
No, we just had blue clothes then. No uniform. Well, it was a uniform anyway, but it was what you call the blue clothes.
Blues.
True, and blue jackets and a blue cap.
So... The day you went was that you stayed once you got there?
Oh, yes.
And they issued you with this book. Do you remember what it looked like?
Well, just like a suit of clothes. That's honest. A suit of clothes, you know. Trousers and a jacket, buttoned down the front, and a shirt.
And they were all blue?
All blue, yes.
What about equipment? Did you get given
equipment? Not then. No equipment then.
And what was your... Were you put in your accommodation? What was your accommodation at?
The barrack rooms, the beds, you know. Oh, it was quite all right in the barrack.
What were the barracks? Can you describe the rooms? You know,
well, they were good. They'd be as big as this here. you know, and the beds, you know, maybe 8 or 9 beds in the room. And
what pattern were the beds?
Well, there's the iron beds, you know, iron beds. And then the other places were what you call the boards bed, you know, the two brackets, and you put the boards on, and a mattress, you know, straw mattress on the top, and 3 blankets you got. That was your quota, 3 blankets.
Was that comfortable enough?
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, you used to.
Was there heating in the barrack rooms?
Some of them were, yes. The winter time, they were heated, because you had coal fires, you know, too. You had coal fatigue, you know, coal parties, getting the coals in for your fire. Big stove.
And you were all recruits?
All recruits,
and
yes.
And you were all in the 3rd Battalion?
That's right, yes.
Did you have a company?
G Company, I think it was. G and the A Company, B Company. I think mine was G, if I remember right now. G Company.
And you'd all be new recruits?
Oh, yes, yes, all recruits.
Was there a corporal or a sergeant in the room with you?
Oh, some of them had a corporal and some had a sergeant in. And we were taken for a trip, or I call it a running trip. I used to call them running trips. They couldn't run, they couldn't catch me. Some down to this, through the barracks, through the archway, you know, and down onto what you call the golf course there, you see. And you went through an archway again, onto the golf course. So he took it for a run that day, the sergeant, you know, we were 20 or 30 in the party, just 2 ranks, you know. So it happened, I was happening to stand at the end. He said, "You stand there where you are." He says, "Falling next to me." You see, so he just said, "I could see him yet." Right turn, quick march. So quick march. So when we got to the through this tunnel, through the archway, double march. So we go on to run. You know, I said, "This is great." You can. I just knew left turn, running, getting the start again. So we kept on running down to what you call the golf club at St. Berwick, you know, on the way to the golf, where they play golf, the big building there. So he shouted, "Halt!" So he turned round, quite nasty. He said, "Oh, that's far enough for you lot." Oh, I says, "Keep going, Sergeant." I says, "I'm enjoying it, you know, never think." I says, You're no very great runner anyway. You know, think news is right. You know, nice, sportive. "Who are you talking to?" It says to me. Oh, I said, "There, put your foot in it again, trying to be friendly." He said, "Don't talk like that. Don't talk to NCOs like that. You've been yourself in the guard room." I said, "Oh, yes." I said, "I'm sorry, sir." I said, I thought it'd be all right. I said, "There's no harm." Oh, he said, "Oh, you learn. So... Oh, I could tell you a story about that.
Go on then, carry on.
So, that night, the gymnasium was right through the wall, you know, where we were billeted, you see. So I looked in, here the sergeant was there, you see, in the place, jumping about. So I got my jacket off and trousers just stripped up, and the overhead ladder, you know, goes along the ceiling. So I just got into the ladder, you see, and I was going along mid, up one side and down another, you see.
Hand over hand,
that's right. And I was doing the rings and vaulting over the horse and different things, you see. So he was beginning to, you know, to watch, you see. Oh, he says, this is him, it was in the morning, you know, they're running, same fella. He says, "You can do these things." Oh, I says, "A wee bit, just like that, you know." Oh, he says, "Am I watching you?" He says, "You seem to be fairly good at it." Oh, yes. Oh, I say, "If you like, you can put the gloves on and all. Boxing gloves, you know." I said, "You've got a round or two?" I said, "I'm quite, you know, ready for to have a bit shot." I thought myself, he was cheeky with me this morning, telling me off in front of other men about seeing the guard room. I said, I'll see what you're really anyway. So I got started. But then he gave him a pepper and he came to his cell. He didn't keep the gloves on ever long. "Oh, so you've been at this before?" "Oh," I says, "lots of times."
You didn't hurt him much.
No. So he says, "I think you should be sent down to Aldershot to be trained for an instructor." He says, "Still you've been messing about here." I says, "No," I says, "I'm not going there, sir." I says, "Don't worry. I'm someone that's staying with my pals, you know, your pals. He's brought up with some I would mostly." So I could have been to Aldershot for an instructor if I'd liked. He says, "You see, mind," he says, "you'll be sorry one day. Oh, I said, don't bother. I said, I'll chance it then. So.
He seems like this sergeant was quite a nice bloke.
Right? Oh, yeah, so after that, yes. After I'd seen I could be alongside him anyway, for as far as his gyms was concerned. Oh, him and I was probably after that.
And he was the sergeant, was he the one that was in your room?
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, I go on fine. Oh, yes, it was all right. Then I was sent into Portland from there.
Hang on a minute. Can I just ask a bit more about, what were the other sergeants like? The other instructors?
Oh, they were,
while they were at Berwick?
Oh, they were all right. Oh, the sergeant major was very regimental. Very good. Remind there's a church parade. He's saying, you go to church this morning? I said, yes, sir. Oh, that's right, that's right. Yes, that's right. Church parade up at the walls. It's a great time. And then a good dining room too. You was well fed there, you know.
Well, let's go on to the food then. What would you get for breakfast, say?
Well, sometimes the bacon, you know, bacon, and there's the porridge sometimes if you want it.
And what was the bacon like, the porridge? Was it all right?
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, good cooks. Oh.
And enough of it?
Oh, yes. Oh, that you didn't starve, and there's bread, you know, bread. Bread.
And what about lunch?
Well, sometimes there's stews and soup. Rice pudding and fruit. Oh, the tea time, there's always something else, maybe something for your tea, cold ham or something like that.
So you didn't go hungry?
Oh, no, you was never hungry in Berwick. Oh, no, no,
and
no.
And the quality was good?
Quality, yes, and good cooks too. Same down in Portland. Cooks was good down there too. Portland Bill.
Now, what about the training you did at Berwick? How far did you get on with the training? What were you doing while you were there?
Except for the actual, you know, drill, fixing beans, and I could do all that, just no trouble at all. But the shooting, you see, well, I had to learn that miniature, you know.
The drill
was,
what you'd learned with the boys' brigade.
That's right. Just the same as what I was getting at Berwick. Just the same.
So you had a good start?
Yes, good start.
Did you enjoy drill?
Oh, yes, yes. Lovely. I enjoyed it.
Did you stand out from the others who hadn't been in the Boys Brigade? I mean, would people notice that you were better?
Oh, yes, yes, they did. I was general. I didn't think I'm bouncing, but I was general right-hand man. And they said, fall in, out. I'm the right-hander, you see. It came to the rifle drill, you see, like, say, carrying your rifle and like that, or fixing beanies. I was out, you know, about 10, about 5 or 6 paces. It depends upon your size of your party there. I'll say it. Say 10 pieces out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you see, and just stop, you see. And then they'd say, fix. And I still get the bearings now, you see, and you put it to the side again, you see.
So you were in front of everybody again?
Oh, yes, yes, you're coming.
And you did that basic drill in the Barrack Square at Barrack?
Not so much there, at Portland. Not the bearings at Berwick.
Just so at Berwick it was just the
ordinary drill.
But you did do it in the Barrack Square?
That's right, in the Barrack Square. But the bayonet stunt and the rifle drill was all done except for the shooting range at Berwick. That's the shooting.
You did a bit of shooting at Berwick?
At Berwick, yes. Had you
fired anything before?
Oh, just a double barrel gun, that's all.
When you were farm? On the farm?
On the farm, double barrel. At the rooks, crows or something.